Hi, everybody. This is Jiminy Young with news that you need to know. Here's the question. Is global warming responsible for the recent disastrous hurricanes here in America? Now, that's the question and the headline. Don DeYoung will join me here at the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jiminy DeYoung.
Everybody is blaming the intensity of these hurricanes on global warming. I want to get to a definition of global warming. Define global warming for us.
Well, Jimmy, another word would be climate change, which is a several decade change in the average world temperature. It's pretty sensitive. If global warming is occurring, you might expect the average temperature of the ocean and the earth to increase by just 1 or 2 or 3 degrees. And that's enough to tip the scale in change of climate.
These hurricanes and their intensity, because as I remember, this latest one, Michael, came across the Gulf there, and the warm waters brought about the intensity, a Category 4, almost a Category 5 before it hit the panhandle of Florida. So then some type of warming, especially of the oceans, could cause intensity in the storms, you're saying.
Well, it could. Now, we must be careful. A single hurricane cannot be attributed to climate change. However, if the sea temperatures do increase by a degree or two, that's a lot more energy, and hurricanes can make use of this.
Would you consider, your Bible student as well, the whirlwinds, and I was reading through the Bible and the usage of that phrase, it seems some type of a storm is what is being talked about. God actually is responsible for these, is he not?
Well, certainly. Now, whirlwinds spoken of in Scripture in different places may be more localized, like the form of a tornado, but there's lots of names. Cyclones, whirlwinds, hurricanes, all part of the world's weather system.
Do you believe that this global warming, what they say it, what the scientists are reporting it is?
Well, it does appear that the average worldwide temperature has increased by about 1 degree in the last 100 years. And really, that's what amazes me when you think that the population of the Earth is more than doubled, that the temperature has not changed very much at all. I think it shows a strength and integrity to the way God set up the whole system.
Scientist Dr. Don DeYoung with insight into global warming. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dr. Don DeYoung is a scientist, but he is also a student of the Bible. He knows God brought seasons of the year and weather into existence right after the flood, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 3 says that the Lord has his way in the storm. In the future tribulation period, there will be intense ecological judgment. That's all to come in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...